Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am very excited, and I know you are too, because you know who's coming up. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. The galactic guru of networking, the founder of Business Network International, BNI. Somebody who took a dream 20-something years ago and turned it into an international runaway success. And still has the Main Street values to come back on our show and join us after all these years. Coming up on 17 years pretty soon will be his track record with us. The author of all the books that you should care about on networking, including a new one called The Three R's. I'm sorry, Avoiding the Network Disconnect, The Three R's to Reconnect. He's our good friend Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it is great to be back on the show, and I promised you that you'd be my first interview for every new book, and this is a new book, and you're my first interview.
I appreciate that very much, and as it should be. Hey, so talk to us about that. What is the network disconnect?
Well, you know, a number of years ago, I was in London, and I had almost 1,000 people in the audience, and I looked out to the audience, and I asked a question. I was the keynote speaker, and I said, how many of you are here today hoping to, you know, maybe just possibly sell something? Raise your hand. Jim, I had 1,000 people raise their hands. I mean, the entire room raised their hands. I said, great. Second question. How many of you are here today hoping to, you know, maybe just possibly buy something? No one raised their hands. Not one single person. This is what I call the networking disconnect. Mm-hmm. People show up wanting to sell, and nobody is there to buy. That plus one other thing happened that just made me decide I had to write a book, and that was an article that someone wrote. It was in a major online publication that also has a print publication. I'll leave it unnamed, but they basically said, "Stop networking! Stop networking! Networking doesn't work." Huh. And I read this article, and every single thing in it was an example of really, really bad networking.
Huh.
And I started thinking, look, don't stop networking. Just stop networking badly.
Stop that kind of networking.
Yeah, that's really it. Right?
That's sort of like I had a golf pro one time, and he told me to quit practicing. And I said, why? He said, because you're practicing all the wrong stuff.
Okay. All
he
right.
said.
Well, that
he
sense.
Said. He said. I need to teach you how to swing the club the right way.
Yeah,
he said. After I get you swinging the right way, then you can practice. He said. But all you're doing now is you're ingraining the wrong stuff.
Right. Right.
So I see your point. If you're networking badly, what was an example of networking badly that the guy was complaining about?
Well, one of the things he said was focus on relationships, not transactions, and that was one of the first things that I talked about in the book.
Right.
It's not about transaction. If you are networking and it's all about transactions, you're doing what I call coin-operated networking.
Right.
Let me put the coin in, give me the candy. I want an immediate return on my...
Here's a real-life example. Somebody tries to get me to connect to them on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And I don't know them, but they look like maybe, you know, I ought to do it, right? My people are encouraging me to connect on LinkedIn. My social media people are. And so I connect with them. And in about 45 seconds, I get a pitch back, right back.
Yeah.
That's called transactional networking, folks.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to change your life.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
do this, buy this product or use my service.
And now I'm connected. What do I do with them, right?
Yeah, well, that's a whole other conversation, and one that's, I think, really important, because a lot of people have big social networks, and they don't know what to do with it.
Right.
But that's the first one, is focus on relationships, not transactions. Well, to me, networking is all about relationships. It's all about relationships. It's not about transactions. So that was the first one. But his second one was, don't ask for something before you give something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. You know, I've said for decades now that if you, it's like a checking account. If you don't put money in, the
right.
bank really frowns on you taking money out.
Well, and it's just like your book, Giver's Gain.
Yeah.
And in my book, I talk about the theme I encourage people to use is contribute first, contract second.
That's right. I like that. That's a great way
tell
to put
your salespeople contribute first, contract second.
I like that.
Ivan, I need a website, please.
You can get the book at Amazon.com, and my blog site is IvanMeisner.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And also BNI.com, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the galactic guru of networking, Ivan Meisner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.